Blog Talk Radio.
Link frequencies open, sir.
Link established.
You're connected to the Access America Radio Network.
Ah, I have access.
And welcome to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Gruskowski, and I'm joined by goalie Bob Nemitz, who's in Chicago. Bob, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, well, I'm freezing tonight, Scott. Oh, man, it's getting cold here.
And we also got another special guest with us tonight. We have Mr. Calibration himself, Greg Lowen from THX and Lion AV. How are you doing tonight, Greg? Greg, are you out there? Did we lose him already, Bob?
I don't have him on the line there, Greg.
All right. Well, Bob, give him a ring back, and we'll start the show here. Tonight we got a bunch of interesting things to talk about here on the Satellite Guys Radio Show. Besides having Greg Lowen coming back to us, we will also talk about Dish Network and their new HD. One of the things going on is, if you're on the East Coast, is you require a new satellite dish to see the new HD channels. So we want to hear how your conversion went, how your upgrade experience went. Some interesting things there going on. We want to know basically things like how much you paid for your upgrade and basically stories about your upgrade experience. So the phone number to call in is 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's 1-877-728-4897 is the number to dial in. And right now Bob's trying to get Greg back online. He was with us. He's driving in New Jersey where the weather is awful tonight. It is storming out. Right now it's downpouring there, he just told us. So hopefully we get Greg back online with us. But we want to hear your stories about your upgrade experience with Dish Network and your new HD. So give us a call at 877-SAT-GUYS, 877-728-4897. Tonight's show is being heard live around the world on the Access America Radio Network, and we thank everybody for joining us there. I can hear ourselves on the satellite coming across, and everything's going great tonight. So hopefully we get Greg Lowen back online, but first we want to get you online and hear about your Dish Network upgrade experience. The number again is 1-877-728-4897.
All right, Scott, I'm going to go ahead and bring Greg back online here. I went ahead and hit that dial button, so we should have him here shortly.
All right, sounds good. We're dialing Mr. Greg Lowen, Mr. Calibration himself.
Hello, guys.
There he is.
Hey.
The weather out there. Gotta love cell phones nowadays.
I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me, so I just hung up and we'll wait for you to call me back. I apologize.
That's okay. Greg, we understand that you recently, well, first of all, you're living the life of a calibrationist. And you're busy traveling. Normally your home spot is Maine, but I understand you're in New Jersey tonight. How many calibrations do you normally do a week?
Well, depending on the week, I probably still average 25 to 30 jobs a month. Calibration has been very fun, enjoyable, starting off as a hobby 10 years ago and then went into a full-time profession, and I've been doing a lot more consulting with manufacturers, and now I teach for THX as well, so that I've been doing much less calibration work and then more consulting and, you know, education teaching. But I'm still doing, on a slow month, 20, on a busier month, 30 jobs.
Well, you do quite a job. For those people who are just tuning in and don't really know what calibration involves, Can you tell us a little bit about some of the work you do when you calibrate someone's HD TV set and explain to us what a calibration is?
Sure. Well, it basically comes down to the concept of making Coca-Cola red look Coca-Cola red. Anything that emits light can be color calibrated. And the whole concept is to get your display looking as close as possible to the display that the director and the cinematographers did the original content on. So when you pop a DVD into your player, it's a digital copy of that same DVD that the director and cinematographers did their work on. So you can actually see the shadow, the amount of shadow detail, black detail, and the correct colors that they saw. So you can actually, you know, so you can accurately see the artist's work.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I've had Greg work on my TV many, many years ago. And when I told my wife I wanted Greg to come out and calibrate my set, she thought I was nuts and a loony for paying the kind of money I paid to have my set calibrated. And Greg came in and worked his magic, and then he left, and my wife sat down the television and turned it on, and she was absolutely blown away by what she saw. And she's the kind of person who thinks that television is just pictures and words. But she was mighty, mighty impressed with the work you did, Greg. And when my wife can notice something like that, that's an incredible thing.
That's an incredible woman, too, because you have a lot of women that are just kind of stubborn on the whole thing, and you know, they just don't want to admit to it. And, you know, home theater and electronics are very low priority for a lot of women, and I think it's kind of genetically how we're made up. So
yeah, so it really, really looks great when you have the full calibration done. And you know, besides just teaching for THX, and we'll get into that in a little bit, you work for Lion AV. In fact, you own Lion AV, which is made up of a group of calibrators. Can you tell me about the guys you have working for you? Because I'm sure some of our listeners have heard of some of these names before.
Well, we have 13 guys. We have a few guys that are covertly in the companies, and most of them are overtly. So we have a variety of engineers, color technicians, repair technicians, and we offer nationwide calibration services, and then we also do consulting as well. So we have, you know, like Michael Chen is one of the principals. He's in Calgary, Canada. He covers from Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, all the way to Vancouver for Canada for color calibration services. Michael Hamilton's a well-known CRT guy. He's out of Phoenix. Dan Miller's out of New Jersey. Chuck Williams, a 35-year repair tech. He used to be out of D.C. Now he's in San Francisco. Alan Brown, Ideal Loom, if you've heard of the backlight company, he's out of Denver. So lots of different guys. Doug Wheels, another gentleman we have working out of St. Louis, Missouri, you know, taking care of the Heartland guys. So we try to do nationwide coverage for the best we have from the guys that, you know, from the 13 guys that we have in the company.
And I understand that if there's a person that won't go out to some place, that you'll pretty much go anywhere in the United States if there's enough demand for you in that area. Is that correct?
Well, that's kind of historically, you know, it started off when I was doing this. It's like, you know, if you're in, you know, the middle of the Ozarks, but you have yourself and four or five neighbors, you know, you all chip in and, you know, and a plane ticket for between 5 to 8 people only works out to, you know, 50, 70 bucks each. So you go ahead and you fly me in or fly, you know, someone in the company. And, we'll try to take care of you no matter where you are. If you're in some godforsaken place that no one's ever heard of or whatever, at least send me an email, and we'll try to find someone competent and qualified to take care of you. And we don't charge you for the service, and we don't charge the calibrator a finder's fee or anything. So, you know, it's just a free service that we try to take care of everybody we come in contact with.
Now, if you search around online, and my own personal preference and opinion is that you're probably the best calibrationist in the United States. Everybody that you visited says great things about you, and we're lucky to have you tonight. And also, a big deal in showing how good you are is that you are branded by THX now, and you teach THX-certified classes, and, you know, there's no better audio and video than THX. Tell us a little bit about that and how you came to be with THX.
Okay, well, THX historically, you know, THX is all about correctly presenting the artistic content, the director's intent. And it started off with George Lucas in the Star Wars movies, making sure theaters, you know, had quality sound systems and had projectors that had enough light output. And then moving forward into the home market, they kind of started off with audio. You know, they had THX-certified speakers, THX-certified receivers. they switched into video about 6 years ago, initially with Runco Vitacron, and they started certifying video products and making sure that they had a quality standard. Now, at that time, they were already doing audio, and they were teaching audio classes for audio quality, but they weren't teaching anything in video. So they contracted with me and my company, Lion AV, to actually create a video education program so technicians can take, you know, installers and technicians can take our program and actually offer THX certified video calibrations when they're done it. So we started that about, 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and so we implemented a program for them. The program was actually designed in conjunction with the THX, the PhD engineers that THX employs, and the broadcast engineers THX employs, and then the Lion AV guys came into the program with the field experience, because right now I've done 3,500 plus calibrations in clients' homes over the last 10 years. So we brought a real field expertise where they had the engineering, you know, and the PhD color scientist background. So we it's a very, very rich program that a very, very rich knowledge blend that we brought to the table. And then we designed the program. We've been teaching it now for about 2.5 years.
Well, nothing says, you know, high quality video and audio than THX. And knowing you for the years that I have, Greg, I got to say I'm proud of you to be, you know, aligned with such a great name there in THX, because what you do is great. The picture quality that you give to people is amazing, and it's an honor having you on the show with us tonight.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's give out our numbers here. We have the phone lines open now. The numbers to call in is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And I see we got a caller on the line here, so let's take our first caller tonight and say, as soon as I pick up the line here, hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Don. How you doing?
Doing great. What's your question?
Well, I've got a calibration question. DLP with a bulb. I know they can be calibrated, but should I be concerned, you know, so I've got a DLP set that's about a year and a half old, so it's maybe got 1,000 hours on it, maybe a little more. Should I be concerned after it's calibrated, say I got to replace the bulb? Is that going to, you know, will putting in a brand new bulb throw the calibration out of whack, or what do you think?
Absolutely. Bulbs and the voltages on voltages on the bulb will affect the color of the grayscale. So you definitely need to relook at recalibration after a bulb's change. Which type of projector do you have?
I've got a Samsung 72-inch DLP.
Yeah. So I mean, those projectors, I mean, they get a lot of hours, 3,000, 4,000 hours on some of them. You know, they just kind of keep on going. So 1,000 hours on a bulb is not an unrealistic number. I do tell people, and I do recommend, and a THX standard is, after a year's viewing, the set should be relooked at for recalibration. And most calibrators charge around half price or even less to come out for a return service on the same unit. So that's just something to keep in mind. So whether you change bulbs or not, it should be looked at it annually anyway.
All right, great. By the way, I mean, you did my set a few years back, my rear projection, and I mean, great job. Came out awesome.
Well, thank you. Where are you located geographically?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to have a touch-up service, just get a hold of us and we'll take care of you. But you know, Massachusetts, we're there. You know, I'm probably there 3 or 4 times a month sometimes.
All right, great. Yeah, I'm definitely looking to book something for you for my 72. You know, my rear projection is, I, you know, gave it to my brother-in-law, and you know, he still loves it, so you know, that's still going strong.
Well, excellent.
Those things just keep on ticking, man.
exactly. Thanks
all right,
a lot, guys.
For your call. Alrighty, thanks for calling. Well, Greg, there's a happy customer there, and he sounded like he really enjoyed the service there from you, and a lot of satisfaction out there. Of course, you probably paid that guy to call. No, just kidding. He didn't pay that guy to call in. The number to call in, though, if you want to call in, is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. You're listening to the Satellite Guys radio show on the Access America Radio Network, and right now we have Greg Lowen with us from THX and Lion AV, the ultimate calibration guy. This is the guy you want, or anybody from Lion AV is probably decent. But I have a personal preference to Greg since he did my set and been real happy with his results. We got another call coming in the line, so let's go to the 313 area code and say hello to that caller there. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Satellite Guys?
Hello, Claude. This is Claude from Dish Store.
What's going on?
Not much. We have Greg on the line. I see you had your set calibrated a couple of weeks ago.
Actually, last Friday. It is this Claude, right? Yes. Hey, Claude. Yeah, we referred you over to Doug, right?
Yeah, Doug came over here last Friday, actually.
Now, I understand he got there about 9 in the morning and ended about 11 o'clock at night. Is that correct, Claude?
Yeah, he was there, like, literally all day.
How many panels did you do for? Did he do all those ones you're talking about? You have, like, 6 panels or something, don't you?
Well, he did 4 of them. He did, he did a 63-inch Samsung in the living room. It's an older model, a couple years old. He did that one. And then I had 2 other 63-inch Samsungs. They're pretty new, actually. He took care of those two. And then I think it's the same TV you've got, Scott. It's a 47-inch LED from Samsung.
Yep.
And so it's a better series. I mean, it was an expensive set, but he did that one also. It took him literally all day. I mean, he sat there with his, just out of breath here. I think he has a spectrometer or something. He put that up to the set. He aligned all the colors, got correct on the computer. And I'm just amazed at how long it actually took him to do it. But he did get everything correct, and that's the key to the whole thing.
That's good to hear. Go ahead, Greg.
I say, I brought Doug into Lion AV, I don't know, 5 years ago. When I stopped traveling less, I really needed someone that would give quality coverage to the heartland of the country, the St. Louis, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit area. And I'm really, really proud to be associated, really happy to be associated with Doug. So.
Yeah, very, very professional, showed up on time, kept in constant contact, during the entire process in terms of setting up the date and everything. And like I said, he put a good day of work in here. I mean, he was here, pretty early and then, finished around 11 p.m. TVs, I'll put it this way. I've got a little mixed feelings on the calibration. In terms of when you look at it, the colors are correct, but it does take some getting used to with the brightness and everything. And, I mean, we had all the TVs were set in vivid mode with the brightness turned all the way up.
Oh, yeah, the brightness goes way down when your colors are ready.
Exactly. I mean, when you actually look at it, I mean, the picture does look a lot clearer now. It's sharper. The image, the colors look where they should be at, but it takes a little, when you're watching vivid with the brightness all the way up, it makes a big difference. And my most noticeable one, I have that 46-inch LED Samsung, and that one, I mean, I really had the colors off, and I'd watch it at night, and I would literally be squinting just to see the picture. And even without even going in vivid mode, I mean, that TV there, I think, looks the best out of all of them.
Yeah. That's
kind of
the calibrator's job, make sure you're not going to have eye strain when you're... You're watching a 3-hour Super Bowl game or a 3.5-hour Lord of the Ring extended edition movie. You don't want to have a headache because you've been watching a 500-watt bulb. After 3
exactly.
hours, we want to have the light output at a certain amount.
Right. I mean, he definitely gets that right. Matter of fact, what I liked on my Samsung that he did, he actually added 2 more options into the settings. You got vivid, movie, day, night, and so on. He actually put a calibration night and a calibration day setting, and the settings were actually locked into the TV. He was able to do that on 3 of my sets,
which is really nice, because if I want to go in there and I want to adjust it, I can make adjustments on the other settings, but his are actually locked in there. So I know that it cannot be changed, and I can't have somebody coming over here and messing with the settings.
So, Claude, let me ask you a question. When you have a good quality HD signal, is it like looking out a window? Now that it's been calibrated.
If you get the correct HD signal running into it, yeah, it does look really good. And, you know, one of the other issues is it depends on what HD, it really depends on what HD channel you're watching at what time. You know, some of the programs on Dish, if that's what we have at our house, you know, do show better than others, depending on the content.
Right, right. Well, content is king there, you know, garbage in, garbage out. So you need good quality video content, and you'll get good quality video content out. One thing I noticed is that the new HD they added, the stuff at 72.7, it seems to be higher bitrate than the other HD that's running at 61.5. Are you looking at, what satellite are you looking at for HD, Claude?
Well, that's a funny thing you should ask. At my house, I have a Dish 1000 setup. We're at 119, 110, 129, and 118.7. That's when we used to have the Detroit locals at 118. I was actually going to switch over to 61.5. Got the Dish all wired up, but then, you know, 72 and 77, I don't know. I just haven't really put much faith into those satellites, just with the signal levels I've been seeing for our customer installs.
Mm-hmm.
And until recently, you know, we've been suggesting everybody, you know, we've been kind of pushing the two-dish setup and, you know, using a little slightly larger dish on the 61.5 just to pull in the signal, because the signal has always been good from 61.5 in Detroit. And, you know, now that we've been switching the HD around, you know, we're actually back to using the 129 satellite, but we're back to the 1004. But it really comes down to the actual dish. I wish Dish would just come out with a larger satellite dish so we can get a decent signal on the Eastern Arc stuff. Ever since they've changed the signal meter a couple of years back, I've been kind of thrown off on the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that was stupid. 125 signal meter, and then, you know, the maximum signal you can get out of it is 60-65 is just for the birds.
Right, and then it's like I go out of mine and I see some signals right now, and where we're dealing with, am I correct? Some are locking in at like 25%? I had one the other day. I think one of my transponders was locking in at like 25%. I'm like, that doesn't seem right, but it's locking in and it's working. So it's kind of like...
If you went outside with like a Super Buddy and put your meter on the line, though, you'd probably be getting about a 50-55.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a decent enough signal. I just noticed the other night when I was watching on one of the new Stars channels, I can't remember if it was Retroplex or Indieplex, they had a movie on, and really I thought I was watching Blu-ray. It seemed so much better than the other Dish Network channels. And, you know, from what I'm hearing is the bit rate is a little higher there. And... you know, as we released here on Satellite Guys today, we were talking about how Dish Network is planning on moving all the HD off of 61.5 onto 72.7 by fall. And who knows? If they move it over, they'll boost the bit rate for all of it when they move it over.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, at Dish Store, you know, we've been selling a lot of, you know, we sell a lot of accessories and a lot of parts to customers, and we have really seen a run in 1,000.4s in the last couple weeks. A lot of customers, you know, had a 61.5, so actually 1,000 studios. I had a lot of customers going back to the Dish 1000 setups. And, yeah, now that you say a little bit higher bit rate, there might be people coming in there that actually want to, you know, actually use Eastern Arc. Because I'm in Detroit, and we're in one of those markets where we can actually, believe it or not, our HD locals are on 129 and 61.5. So we could use either satellite in this market, even if we're supposed to use Eastern Arc, and... I'll tell you get a lot of people reading that stuff, they're going to want to switch over and go to the Eastern Arc if the bit rate's going to be higher and there's going to be improvement in picture quality.
Yeah.
Now, with resolution...
Thanks for your call, Claude. We're gonna go here and talk with Greg some more, because actually he has a story about getting installed on Eastern Arc or getting an upgrade this weekend. I'd like to hear him tell it, if we don't mind.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right.
Okay,
that's Claude. That's Claude from Dish Store, and we thank him for calling in. Greg, you were just recently upgraded to get the new HD channels, and tell me your experience there.
Well, I just surf by satellite guys, and I'm always out for the latest and greatest, and most of my clients expect me to kind of know the latest and greatest. So I've seen that we have 7 or 9 new channels coming in the high def, and to do that, you had to upgrade your satellite. So I had called Dish, and unfortunately, when the Dish guy was a few hours late for whatever reason, and I had to take off on a meeting. So I let him into the house, and he said he knew what he was doing, so fine. So I come back, and I had a second 61.5 Dish on the side of my house when I got back, and he got rid of my Super Dish, and he put out a Dish 500 in its place. But apparently, I can't do a 1,000.4 up on my geographic. I'm too far north, and I'm in the mountains in Maine, and it won't hit. So he took the second 61.5, and he pointed it at the 72, and got me those channels. But that's only a signal strength of 35. But so I'm set and good to go. But anyway, it's a little frustrating where we're at. That's all.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that was the installer didn't really know that the new HD was on 72.7. He was trying to aim for 61.5. And Greg had to call me up, and I had to explain it to the installer that the new HD was on 72.7. And I won't say we had a little argument about it, but, you know, we got kind of vocal, and I had to keep on telling him that it was on 72.7, the new HD channels. And basically, from what I remember, he kind of sounded like I was nuts, but... He went out there and aimed a Dish at 72.7 and got it.
Yeah, I'll be a little bit to the his credit. His argument was we couldn't do 1,000.4 up there, which is what, you know, you think you could do, but you know, you go right to the Dish site, it actually says that, you know, it's not, you can't hit it in where I'm at. So he was right on that. And I think that's the point that he was kind of sticking on. It's like, you can't do 1,000.4 up here. Well. But they
What they're recommending that I heard from Maine is sticking a Dish 1,000.4 up there, but putting a piece of tinfoil over the 77 LNB because the signal from 77 is not good enough for Maine, and that way you don't need two dishes on the roof for 61.5 and 72.7. What interested me about the entire ordeal that you had there, Greg, was that the installer didn't know about the new HD channels. And that's actually something
right.
we're finding a lot on satellite guys, is that a lot of retailers and installers still think that all the HD for the East Coast is on 61.5, and that's not the case.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, well.
So we're trying to educate people.
It'll get processed eventually. I'm just glad the guy knew about HDMI cables and component cables. You wouldn't believe the number of calibrations I go to where the guys are still hooked up with composite.
Do you see a lot of satellite systems hooked up that way? HD receivers with composite cables out? Or?
Gosh, 1 in 5 maybe, or sorry, 1 in 20. I mean, it's still out there, so, you know, but it's gotten a whole lot better in the last 3 years. So, you know, everyone's on a learning curve.
Wow.
You know, unfortunately, the satellite guys, we're all kind of cutting edge in all this stuff.
Yeah, we are ahead of the curve here, and that's what makes us a little unique. We're coming to the bottom of the hour here, 30 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Kraskowski, joined by goalie Bob Nemitz, and our special guest tonight is Greg Lowen from THX and Lion Audio Video, the calibration guy. He's one of the best calibrationists in America, and we're proud to have him on the air with us tonight. We're going to take a brief break here, but we'll be back in just a few seconds.
America on KU-band satellite Galaxy 19 and at www.access-america.net.
All right, welcome back to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. The number to call in tonight is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. I want people to call in and tell me how their upgrade experience was to get the new HD from Dish Network. I want to hear things like how much you paid to get the install done. Because there's so much information going around on Satellite Guys alone, people saying that they paid nothing for the upgrade. other people saying they paid $15 for the upgrade, and we've had a couple people saying that it cost them $300 or more to get the upgrade completed, and we just want to find out what the general consensus is out there and how things are going. So the phone lines are open at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And don't forget, our chat room is open tonight, too. You can come chat with us. We're live in there now. We've got a nice little group. The chat room address is chat.satelliteguys.us. And once again, we're airing live tonight on the Access America Radio Network. So, Bob, what do you think of the phone calls so far?
Yeah, I think they've been really good, and they've really hit home to the point. I know Dish has released a statement saying that all the HD, they're transitioning over to the 72.5 location. And really, that's going to be good for Dish in the long run, because that bird is much more healthier than the EchoStar 3 over at 615, which is losing transponders left and right.
Yeah, well, they got another spare bird going over there. They got EchoStar 6, which is currently moving from, I believe it was 77, and it's going over to 61.5 now, which will help out just in case 61.5 has any more transponder failure. So that's a neat thing. It was also neat having Claude call in. I didn't know that Claude had a calibration done by Lion AV, so that was kind of neat there and hearing his thoughts on it. Now, he brought something up very interesting, Greg, and I've heard this from other people who have had calibrations. They noticed that the picture's a lot darker than what they're used to. Is that a normal reaction?
Well, if they've been watching in sports mode or like vivid mode, yeah, it's going to be dimmer. A lot of the times, though, it's because the black level is properly set. If your blacks are set to be gray, the image will look brighter, but it won't have any three-dimensionality. But you set the black level or the brightness control. The black level is also called the brightness control. You set that where it needs to be, the correct spot, then your blacks become black, you have better three-dimensionality, and sometimes it makes the image look darker, but you're really seeing a lot more detail in black than what you would have had before. So, but again, like Claude said, sometimes you got to get used to the image, and this is all about not whether or not you like the result. It's about having your TV set to the same standard as the director, the cinematographer, and the two guys in the telecine bay, where they converted the film to that digital medium. And they did that on a calibrated monitor that has a certain colors. You know, the Coca-Cola red looks Coca-Cola red. And there's a certain amount of shadow detail, and there's a certain amount of light output. And the whole idea is, if your display is set to the same standards as them, you're going to see the same result as what they saw, and what the director signed off on, saying, yes, he likes that color palette that certain way, and yes, he likes that amount of shadow detail in that image.
Well, as I say, when you get used to it, you're going to be amazed to how good the picture looks. And, you know, I was amazed when I got mine done, and, you know, I'm sure Claude is enjoying his too. We got another caller on the line from the 863 area code, so let's go to him and say hello. How are you doing tonight?
Well, pretty good. My name is Don.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Not too bad. I called up the other day, and I managed to talk to somebody who spoke in English very well. And they originally, because I told them I couldn't afford to upgrade the 301 and the 311 receiver, because I do have a 722.
Okay.
So she put on the thing originally for the 1004 dish, but when he come here, because I have an older house and he didn't want to put it on the roof because it's so heavy, and I already had the 110, 119, and the 65, 1.5, so I said, why don't you throw up another dish for the 72.7? So that's what he did, and put in a DPP-44, and I'm all set.
And how are you liking the new HD? Are you noticing a little bit of picture quality there?
Yeah, well, I have a Panasonic high-def plasma, so I'm doing pretty good with it.
And wait, what did they charge you to do the upgrade?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay, you're one of the lucky ones that got charged nothing.
Yeah, they originally told me it would be 15, but guy out of Tampa there, the tech that come, the company that come there, said they weren't going to charge me anything.
That's cool. That's the way to do it. And that's the way it really should be, because my feeling on this, and I know a lot of people don't agree with me, is that, you know, you are paying for these channels, and it was Dish's idea to throw them on a satellite you didn't get, or you don't get, and
yeah.
If you had cable television, your cable company would come out there and upgrade you to the proper equipment for no charge, and
yeah, pretty much.
Paying for the channels.
I can't get the 129 here because it's only 18 degrees above the horizon here, and too many trees in the way.
Yeah, the entire East Coast is basically like that.
Yeah, I got a 300-year-old oak tree in the yard, so I live in a historic district, so I've had a real hard time finding places to put these dishes.
Yeah, I can hear you on that one. Here in Connecticut, we got a lot of historic districts like that as well.
Well,
that's interesting
to hear. Corner lots, so they wouldn't. They consider the corner lots both side front yard or front yards.
Mm-hmm.
I had to put them in the back, and of course, I had to go through an oak tree.
Now, what's your signal strength like on the 72.7? Have you taken a look?
No, I haven't yet. It's kind of hard to get to the TV with everybody watching it.
Yeah,
I haven't had any problems with it at all. But I did notice
the
water, though. Huh?
The thing that screws a lot of people up with the Dish Network signal meters is you can have a high signal strength, but their meter only shows you getting about 35, 40. When on a regular satellite meter, that would be 50, 60, 70, 80. And,
yeah, I have a look. I can go and take a look here real quick. But,
all right.
Want to mute this?
There we go, live radio, folks.
Thirty-something being read on the receiver is actually a good number, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it is, because if you take a regular satellite meter, hook it up to it, it's not a bad number. This weekend, I was outside screwing with mine, and I got a 90 on my satellite meter outside, and inside the house, it was somewhere around 45, 50.
Really, this should re-change this and go from 1 to 100, and 75 is a great signal, 90 is maxing out just about, and really change the whole system back to where people can understand it.
119 here, I'm pulling in a 71.
Okay, how about 72.7?
That's what I'm getting.
70? That's pretty good.
That's 71, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that's
better
pretty...
than 70, 71.
So. All right. Well, thank you, Don, for your call. We appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I just joined your webpage here tonight. So.
Well, excellent. Welcome to you, and check out the site. We have a lot of great satellite information, and feel free to drop into
that
discussion.
I've been doing that for quite some time. So. Okay, you take care.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Don, and he's calling from Florida. And you're listening to the Satellite Guys radio show live tonight on the Access America Radio Network. And we still have Greg Lowe with us from THX and Lion AV. That wasn't so much a calibration question there. But if you do have a calibration question for Greg or want to know more about what Lion AV does, or if you're thinking about becoming a calibrationist yourself, we haven't really talked about that, Greg. You teach classes so people can learn to become calibrationists. Can you tell us more about those?
Sure. We teach a three-day hands-on training class. It's 9 hours of training each day, and then we actually have additional time in the mornings for 2 hours and 5 hours in the evening where people actually get extra hands-on time. But we teach installers and integrators, our home theater installers and integrators, and also people that want to be independent calibrators how to come work on it, how to color calibrate a TV set. Set up anamorphic lenses, set up front projectors, plasmas, LCDs. We have up to 16 displays in our classroom, a mobile classroom we have in different parts of the country that we go around, and you can actually get good hands-on experience in our three-day class with professional supervision to actually learn how to do this stuff properly.
Now, I got an email, I think, from you the other day or from the mailing list, and you're actually doing a course up in Washington State at Microsoft. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Microsoft classes starts on Tuesday. That's up in not really Seattle; it's a suburb of Seattle, but yeah, right on the Microsoft campus.
That's pretty cool. We got a question from actually Goalie Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Greg. You know, a lot of times a lot of people they'll go out and get those Blu-ray discs that you can calibrate your set with. What's the common mistake that somebody makes with those discs? And we know that your service is much more better. And what's your thoughts on those discs?
Well, I think those discs are a great thing. Now, let me premise a couple of thoughts here. 70 to 80% of my clients are professional engineers
computer science programmers. Okay, I mean they're all a very intelligent group. You know, they're all the satellite guys. You know, geek squad kind of guys, and they all have the disk. Now, only a small percentage of that 80% actually have used the disk correctly. But that being said, that disk only allows you to set the brightness, contrast, color tint, and sharpness correct. When we actually do color calibration, we're actually using very sophisticated instrumentation to actually measure the colors being emitted from your display, and then doing color correction at that point. Personally, I use what's called a Folder Research PR670. The retail on that is about $24,000 with the accessories. So it's a very high-end color, you know, and that's just not something that you can have as a hobbyist, you know, even if you're really into it. It's just out of the price range for most folks. There are some other tools out there, like the Spider 3 or Calman makes a great little product that'll actually help you calibrate your displays as a hobbyist. But and then at a certain point as a hobbyist, you say, well, or if you want to have your set calibrated, do you want to spend 8 hours reading through the forums and buying this, you know, $300, $400 tool to do it yourself, or you just want to have someone, you know, come in, do it right the first time, you know, 2.5, 3 hours, I'm out the door, and your set's not going to get any better. So, you know, are you a hobbyist? Do you want to play with it, or do you just want it done right and be done with it? You know, so that's another type of client for service.
A follow-up question to that, Greg, would be, what's the difference between taking a Video Essentials disc and having a person like yourself come into your house? What more do you provide there? And because I've heard a lot of people say that if I want to calibrate my set, I'll just go down and buy the Video Essentials disc, pop it in the DVD player, and I'll be done. But what you offer is so much more. Can you tell us the difference there?
Yeah, well, you're just with that disc, if you follow the instructions well, like I said, most people don't follow the instructions well, so they haven't used it properly. And, you know, and using it properly just comes from doing it 1,000 times. That only gets you the brightness, the contrast, and the overall global color and tint controls. There are a whole bunch of other controls that affect what's called the grayscale and the color gamut and the gamma, which are actually in advanced menus and service menus, and they require instrumentation to measure and then to adjust correctly. So I kind of say, if you're using the disc properly, the Video Essentials basics, you're probably at 70% of your TV set's potential. The extra 30%, you know, is required with instrumentation to actually measure the light and the quality of the color being emitted from the display.
Interesting. Claude called in earlier and asked about, he was talking about his calibrations. What do you think of those new LED TVs? Is it a good technology, or is it just an advertising gimmick?
The LED specifically or LCD?
LEDs, like the Samsung LED TVs that we see advertised all over the place.
Samsung is making a really nice display recently. They have come so far since the year 2000 when I started doing this as a hobbyist. You know, they are like a reference standard in the industry. They're very top tier stuff now. LED is a flavor of LCD. It's just how the panel's being lit. LCD LED in general, they have problems with off axis viewing, and the guy that's sitting center on the display, you know, the sweet spot, you know, the lazy boy recliner seat with the built-in remote control, that guy's picture looks great. But the guy's kid and wife, two kids and wife that are over 3 feet on either side, are seeing a very different image because the off-axis viewing is relatively poor on all the LCD types of technologies. So I really recommend for most people plasmas. Plasmas are going to give you a better black level, and you don't have any of this off-axis viewing problem. The viewing angle that you have, center, you know, sweet spot seat, is going to be exactly the same as your buddy that's sitting, you know, three seats over on the other couch. So for single person viewing, LCD is okay, but if you're entertaining people, you know, the plasma is more of the way to go from a cost of viewing angle. Of course, the other things are, the other thing with plasma is you want to have more of a controlled light environment, because they don't get as bright as an LCD panel. So if you do have a great room with a lot of Sunday afternoon light,
and you do have a lot of lights on in the room, that LCD is you kind of lean towards the LCD side versus the plasma side.
So if someone's shopping for a new TV and for whatever reason they're deciding on a LED TV or LCD TV, do you think it's really worth them spending the extra money for the LED, or do you think they should just save their money, or, you know, what's your opinion on that?
I think there's a lot of marketing going on. When you think of, like, the LCD panels, and now they're talking about the refresh rates, you know, and the traditionally televisions at 60 hertz, and then they talked about 120 hertz now, and now some of the LCD panels are 240 hertz. You know, they have this advanced processing modes. That's all marketing for the most part. I can't see any difference between 60 and 240 for most sets. It's a lot of marketing. I would stick to a good brand name manufacturer, and you know, making sure you're buying from a local dealer that's going to be able to service your product, and, you know, and take care of you long term.
Well, that's what I was thinking when I see these sets. Although I got to admit, the Samsung out of the box probably looks better than any TV I've seen in a long time come out of a box. Even the LED sets. But it's interesting that you say that. Anyways, we got Greg Lowen on with us tonight from Lion AV and THX, and he's here taking your calibration questions, and our phone number to call in is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. He'll be with us just for about 12 more minutes here as we get close to the top of the hour here on the Satellite Guys radio show. Once again, we'd like to thank the people from Access America Radio Network for putting us up on the satellite once again. And we're being heard nationwide on the Access America Radio Network, so thank you guys for having us tonight. All right, Bob, you got any more questions for Greg? Oh, Bob's got his microphone turned off. That's why we're not hearing him talk right now. But So, Greg, where are you coming down the line for calibration tours? Maybe we have people listening out there who may want to sign up for your fine service.
Well, me personally, I service the East Coast, New England, Boston, down to Washington, D.C., all the way to Richmond and Virginia Beach. I do that monthly pretty much. Florida, I hit every second or third month. I'm going to be in Pensacola to Orlando, Tampa area, the end of March. And then I'm in Los Angeles as well, Los Angeles, San Diego, Temecula, all the way over to Las Vegas. And I do that every 60 to 90 days as well.
Great. To learn more about Lion AV, you can visit lionav.com, and you can find out more about Greg and all the other great Lion AV folks who are the best in class for doing calibrations to your high-definition TV. And believe me when I tell you, it sounds like a lot of money, but when it's done, you're going to be really impressed with the quality product that you have when they leave. You ever do a set, Greg, where you walked in the house and it looked bad, and you walked out of the set and it looked bad because the TV was just so bad?
There's a few sets. I mean, you can pretty much improve on every set. You know, there are some really bad TV sets out there historically, but you can always improve them. Now, can you get them to reference imaging? No, but, you know, you can definitely make them better. So I like to think that, you know, there's challenges out there, but there's really nothing that cannot be calibrated or nothing that cannot be improved.
Well, that's good to hear, because I know a lot of people are saying, well, what if I pay this guy a lot of money to come to my house, calibrate my set, and he, you know, will it be an improvement? The answer there is definitely a yes. So that's a good thing. All right, go to Bob there. Bob, did you have another question?
Yeah, you know, we haven't talked about pricing yet. How affordable is this for somebody? So, like, if someone's saying, I want to get this done, this sounds all great and everything, really, how affordable is it for the average consumer?
Well, it's quite affordable. If you think of it as an annual service or every second year service, you know, it works out to, you know, pennies per hour. Now, the service depends on the market and depends on the person doing the service and, of course, the kind of gear they use and their expertise. Starting calibrators are charging $275 to $300 a service. I charge $400 on depending on market. So, you know, that's top service. There's other guys that are charging up to $525, $550 actually.
And really, that's a great investment when you think about it, all the entertainment that you're getting out of your set. I know I watch a lot of C-band television, especially the C-band high-definition stuff out there, and there's no better picture than C-band or any picture coming from Dish Network or DirecTV, and really, it's really good to get that all that investment out of that TV because you're paying $3,000 upfront fee for that.
Now, yeah. I need to add something to this a little bit. And that being is choose your calibrationist carefully when you're choosing somebody. I've seen too many stories of people paying, you know, $200-$300 for a guy to come to their house who essentially pulls out a copy of Video Essentials and puts on his blue glasses and is out of there within an hour. The Lion AV experience is a lot different than that. And, you know, Greg, you're not a sponsor of the site or anything like that. I'm just speaking from my own personal experiences with dealing with your company. But it's in, from where I sit, you guys give much more than your basic sit down and get out of there in an hour. Is that correct?
We like to think we do. You know, the calibration process after doing it 3,000 plus times, to me, becomes a relatively a simple thing. But in our THX classes, what we're trying to teach our calibrators is if you come in and tell a client, okay, 2 plus 2 now equals 4, or your set is now calibrated, the client is not as happy as if he actually sits with you and understands the process. So we really like to reinforce that when we're doing a calibration that the client is actually there, and we actually give them an education process involved. Why do we set the black level a certain way? Why is the light output of the set at a certain number, at a certain percentage? Why are these shades of gray actually gray versus shades of blue or shades of red? And when the client actually understands why 2 plus 2 equals 4, we have an extremely high rate of customer satisfaction. And that's the goal. And of course, you know, as a company, that's the goal. You want to have happy customers. For THX, from a corporate standpoint, we want calibrators in the field doing good work, and we actually monitor them to ensure that they do have a high level of quality product. When a THX calibrator comes into your home and they actually do a THX calibration, they actually have to submit the report to THX over the internet, where I look at it and I actually verify it to meet our standards. So we're actually doing an ongoing QA process for THX calibrators. So when you do have your set calibrated by a THX technician, you actually are meeting a quality. There's a quality assurance standard built into it. We also have a private website.
Sorry. I was going to say, yeah, I've heard a lot of horror stories with Best Buy calibration and stuff like that. And really, every time I hear anything coming from Lion AV consultants, it's been nothing but praise.
Well, I mean, it's good. You got to, you know, any good business, you got to take care of your customers. And hopefully we understand that taking care of your customers is showing them why 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4, not just giving them the answer, but actually explaining the process.
Interesting. We got a question from the chat room. Someone asking, actually Frank Jr. asking, how stable is the calibration, and how long does it stay within calibrated specs?
I don't have any like scientific quantitative data on that. I am finding a typical plasma display over a year's time, when I come back in 12 or 14 months, I'm seeing it shifts 10 to 15% towards red historically. So, you know, that being said, so there is color shift over time. I see it all the time on the bulb-based devices. They shift over time. In the professional environment, in the production, in broadcast studios, they're actually calibrating their stuff usually once a week. Monday morning, they come in, they turn their monitors on, they leave them on for an hour, and they calibrate them for the week. So they're doing it once a week. In the home theater market, we recommend once a year after a bulk change.
So you're recommending basically like a yearly checkup, like an oil change for your car. You know, some regular scheduled maintenance will keep your picture looking the best.
Right. I mean, and so what I do with my clients is, you know, I'll contact them at 11 months and say, hey, Scott, it's time to, you know, it's time to get a calibration. Do you need a new bulb? If you're going to get a bulb, let's put the new bulb in prior to me coming and make sure we got, you know, good 50, 75 hours on that bulb so it stabilizes.
You know, if you've been thinking about getting that new Blu-ray player with 2.0, Blu-ray, BD 2.0, make sure that that's installed before I come, and I'll make sure, it's hooked up correctly. Or you get the new, dish receiver in whatever prior to my coming, and then I'll make sure all your gear's hooked up correctly, and then we tune it up, tune up your display, to the current, to take care of any drift over that period of time at the same time. So it's two birds, one stone. Make sure your new products are hooked up correctly, and then we recalibrate your product at the same time.
With those that have the home audio theater setups where you have one HDMI going out to the TV and three or four different devices going into that device, how easy is it to calibrate with those?
It's a little trickier. Yeah. In the calibration, we talk about the video chain, and we start off by disconnecting all that stuff and calibrating your display directly, and then seeing how your AVR or your audio-video receiver processes that signal through that. So most DVD players now, or Blu-ray players, have adjustments built into the player to account for differences. So you just have to look at each source individually, making sure each source is outputting the correct resolution and the correct color space and, RGB versus component video, that kind of stuff.
Now another question.
But a good calibrator is looking at all that stuff when it actually comes to your home.
Now another question is the big buzzword of this year, and you were at the Consumer Electronics Show, is 3D. How important is a calibration with 3D?
Well, calibration is important regardless. So if you're having a 3D display, if you're thinking about getting a 3D display, like any other display, it needs to be calibrated to standards. That being said, there's a lot of variety. I mean, Blu-ray's just come out with their standard. Manufacturers, there's kind of, there's different ways of producing 3D right now. So it's still kind of in flux. I think it's going to be very stabilized in the next 2 years. I mean, there are 3D manufacturers coming out this year with actual shipping product. Mm-hmm. that standardization is going to be coming over the next 24 months for sure. I think it's all going to shake out and settle down.
Well, we got a question in the chat room. It's not calibration related, but Wally wants to know if he should switch out his 129 satellite dish for 72.7 to see the better HD picture quality. And my answer to that to Wally is going to be no. And the reason for that is, while the picture quality may be a little better now, there's no saying that it's going to remain that way, and I'd hate to have you climb up on your roof and move your satellite dish over to 72.7 only to have dish tweak the signal a little bit there and compress it or take a little bit of bandwidth away to add more HD channels. So I would avoid it. Most dish network channels, no matter where you're seeing them at, look actually pretty decent in the resolution you're at. We're going to get spoiled a little bit by the couple channels that they have up in a little higher bit rate. But, again, I wouldn't risk getting up on your roof and changing it when it could change, the picture quality could change tomorrow.
You've seen a wide variety of changes. I mean, you see it all the time. They have five channels, it looks good, and they throw an extra 20 channels on. All of a sudden, the bit rate per channel goes down, and things change. And so you're right. It's short term. You might see an improvement, but long term, is it going to stay that way? Probably not.
Well, Greg, thank you for coming on with us tonight for the Satellite Guys Radio Show. It's been our pleasure having you here. Greg Lowen is from Lion AV. You can find him at lionav.com. He's also THX. He's a THX instructor. Where do they find out more about THX instruction, Greg?
They can go to thxvideotech.com. thxvideotech.com. And let me plug you guys again, Scott. If people have television or display-specific questions, we have a display television area on satelliteguys.us. Ask your question. We'll be glad to answer it there as well.
Well, excellent. Once again, thank you for joining us, Greg. We truly appreciate it, and perhaps sometime in the future we'll have you on again and take more calls and questions from the listeners out there. I'd like to thank once again Access America Radio Network for having us on with them tonight. Next week we'll have a special guest. It's Brian Gold from Glory Star, who will be coming to us live from the floor of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. A lot of satellite talk there, actually, with a lot of uplinker people. Anything else, Bob? We got about 20 seconds here.
learn a lot about calibration, and hopefully Dish Network can get this Eastern Arc and Western Arc thing figured out with the customers, and waiting for more HD.
Well, once again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being Satellite Guys, and thank you once again to Greg Lowen. Thanks for listening to the Satellite Guys radio show. We'll catch you next week, same time, same channel. See ya!